Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. We're carrying on our series on creating awareness about prostate cancer. Today, I speak to Simon Robinson, who tells us a little bit about his experience with having been diagnosed with prostate cancer and how, with early diagnosis and early screening, we can catch this terrible disease early and reduce the number of men who are dying from this terrible disease. Thank you for listening. Good morning, Simon. I appreciate your time this morning talking to us. And hopefully, through this short format, we can start to build greater awareness around prostate cancer in men. So I'm really interested to hear your experience with cancer this morning.
Many thanks. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. How it all started was I got an email through from Bupa, which don't normally get emails from Bupa, but they were doing a special offer for a full health check. And I thought, now being in my 50s, I thought that would probably be a good idea. So it was a discounted rate, didn't cost a lot of money, off I went. Interesting thing was that when at the end of the whole health check, you got to see a doctor and he went through all the results. My PSA was normal. For normal being 1 to 3, it was 1, so it was on the low side. But one thing that they also do on the checkup is they do a digital examination. And he did that and he wasn't happy. With the shape or the size of the prostate. So he said, right, everything else is fine. He said, but I'm going to refer you to your GP. So I said, okay. So went to see my GP, sat there with him. He looked at my results, did another examination, and he went, yeah, I'm not happy with this either. He said, so we can do one of two things. He said, because your PSA is low, normal. He said, we can monitor this every 6 months with blood tests. He said, or I could refer you now straight to urology. And I was like, tell you what, typical me, early 50s, we'll just monitor it with blood tests.
Was you
And he went,
previously in good health, Simon, as well? So it's
previously in good health. And he looked at me and he went, no, I'm going to refer you to urology. So I was like, wow, okay. Picked up. I could have gone. I live in Wigan, but I could have gone to Wigan or St. Helens. So we looked at the time scales for both, and it was quicker to go to St. Helens. So off I went to urology. Now, this was at the time of the start of COVID. Okay. So I'm in the waiting room with my wife. We're sat there with loads of other men, and COVID had hit, and it was chaos. And a sister came out and from the hospital and said, right, sorry, but due to COVID, we're now closing down, various departments within the hospital. We know it's important. We'll get in touch and don't worry, everything will be fine. And then she said, apart from Mr. Simon Robinson, we want to see you. So I was like, okay, this doesn't sound great. So I went into a room, saw a sister. She did another examination and she said, no, we need an MRI. So I thought COVID had started, complete chaos. This is going to take a while. This was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She rang the MRI department, put the phone down, turned to me and said, you're in at 10 past seven tomorrow morning. Okay, right. So had the MRI, came back. Had then got called in again or during COVID, and they said, right, we need to take some biopsies. So went through the biopsy procedure again through COVID. It was very, very strange, very with testing and everything, and as if the daunting thing of having prostate cancer and going through COVID was not the best.
Was that where your mind was at already? You was already thinking, I've got cancer here.
I think, it was like, I can't believe that everyone is suddenly, but in my back of my mind, I was thinking, well, the PSA's fine. PSA's fine. It can't, maybe it's just an enlarged, prostate. So I then got called in to see the doctor, went back into urology and got invited in. And the doctor looked at me and looked around and said, is your wife with you? And I said, no, I said, because all on the paperwork it's COVID and no one is allowed to come with you. And he said, well, in instances like this, no, that's not the case. So I went, well, okay. I said, well, I'm on my own. So he said, okay, come in. So he sat down and there was two nurses there. And they both pulled up a chair and moved in to each side of me, like a pincer movement. While I was sat down, I thought, this is not good at all. And, you know, he said those dreaded words that I've got prostate cancer. So there was two routes to go. It was either radiotherapy or have the operation and have it totally removed. So what he arranged was to have a Teams meeting with both the surgeon and both with Clatterbridge to see which, listen to it, let's look at the pros, look at the cons, and then the decision would be mine as to which route to take. What was interesting is that the amount of information and the way they talked you through it was really good. Everyone was really helpful. Everyone was really informative. Oh, sorry about that. Let me turn that off. So, what the big thing that came out of it is that if I decided to go down the radiotherapy route and it didn't work, you then couldn't go for surgery. Okay.
Because of the immune system and the recoverability from the operation, is that?
Yeah, I think there was a reason for it that takes surgery off the table. Okay, but if you go for surgery and there's still some remnants, that's what's called in the prostate bed. Yeah, there is still you could still have some cancer. You could then go for radiotherapy. Okay, but the pros and cons of having surgery with radiotherapy is it's a real tough decision to make. Yeah, because there are side you know there could be knock-on effects to having the surgery. Yeah, and that you might not get full control of your bladder. Yeah, you might have a erectile dysfunction. There is big, you know, and for somebody in their later lives, maybe that's not a big thing. But as far as me in my early 50s, it's like,
Of course,
you
yeah.
know, yeah, it's there's a lot to consider here. So my wife and I sat down, we talked about it, we discussed it, and we went down the surgery route. All during COVID, 1st of April, it's coming up to 3 years on the 1st of April. This year since I had had it removed by robotic surgery. So the surgeon wasn't even in the room. So that was, but the whole process again, they taught you through the operation. They took you into, this is weeks before the operation happened, show you the equipment, how they're going to do it. And everything. So the whole process, the whole journey, yeah, has been there. But the big thing for me from the discussions of picking surgery and radiotherapy was the surgeon, who was amazing. Wherever I went on this journey, everybody asked me, how have you ended up here? Because your PSA is normal. You're showing no symptoms. Absolutely. Yeah. How have you ended up here? I said, because I took a proactive route to go and get a medical check. Yeah. And then the big thing that really hit home was the surgeon said, time is okay, Simon, we've caught it, but another 3 years and it'd be a totally different story. He said, it would be in your bones by then and totally different. So.
I had a conversation yesterday with a man called Tony Collier, who was in a similar position as yourself, but they hadn't caught it early enough, and it had metastasized into his bones, and it was incurable. And again, no symptoms, really good health. He'd run ultramarathons and marathons, and it had been in his system for 10 years previously, and there was no warning signs or anything leading up to it. So how has that impacted your life post surgery now, Simon? Has anything changed? What are your life like after it now?
Now I've been very fortunate in that prior to the operation, I took it incredibly seriously. I lost weight. I did exercises to help with the bladder control and everything after the op.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so long as you do what they say, yeah, you'll be good.
Brilliant.
So yeah, touch wood. I'm now, they tell you're with them for 10 years. After it, you are with them and you will get monitored for 10 years. My PSA is should be nigh on near undetectable, and it is. So every quarter, get blood tests.
And that's just through the GP there, just give you mandatory blood tests. You can just get them done free of charge, pass through
If
search.
no, it's a hospital. They're
Hospital, sorry,
constantly,
right.
the urology departments are constantly on you, and they're
Great.
sending you, reminders and saying, yeah, come on, here's your blood test, get that. And there's a great login facility for cancer patients, and you can see all your results and you can see when the next one's due. And yeah.
Just clarify, Simon. PSA levels, what does that stand for? PSA?
A very good question. I can't remember. But it is the one blood test to do with prostate.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the one test they will do to specifically test the health of the prostates is the PSA levels. That's what people are looking for in the
It's the
report.
PSA, yes, is
Yeah.
what they're looking for. But I would encourage men. I know they don't like it, and it's such a taboo subject and all that. But to get the digital examination, is so important.
Yeah, that was going to be my last kind of question to you, Simon. What advice would you give to men? Is it men of all ages, or is it past a certain age that it becomes a bit more important to get that done?
Well, what's interesting is that they say that, once you hit 55, it's important that you get it done. I was 52, and I by this time that, I've gone through this, I had two tumors within the prostate.
Right.
So they had been forming, I don't know, from the age of 45 onwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'm 43 now, and it's obviously through awareness and speaking to Dave Sheridan and stuff, it's kind of come on my radar. And we've got no family history of it or anything that I'm aware of.
I don't either.
Yeah, right. And it's something that I'm kind of becoming a more, should I have a blood test done just to see what's happening?
I think so. I think it's very much worth it.
Yeah, so I'm not necessarily waiting until it becomes mandatory, get things checked beforehand. Yeah.
Very
Yeah.
much so, because it seems to be getting younger and younger. And what's interesting is that, I have seen it over the years, the figures of people getting cancer. It used to be 1 in 10, then it was 1 in 6, 1 in 4, and currently saying 1 in 3, So I know that we're investing a lot of money in cancers, and people are living longer with cancer, which is great.
Yeah.
The amount of people that I think people have always had it, but didn't realize that they had it. So now with the testing regime is getting better and better. It's highlighting that more and more people have it. And so long as when you catch it, you can live with it.
Yeah. So early screening's key, isn't it, really, for men and women as well? Yeah. Yeah. Massive. Is there anything you'd like to? Just a clear message before we leave, Sam, before I leave you. I know you're very busy, but anything you want to add to finish?
Don't be ashamed about this in any way or form. This is your life, and you want to keep on making memories. So keep on making memories. Go and get checked.
That's amazing message to finish there. Thank you very much for your time, Simon, and all the best for the future, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.